Hi, everybody. Welcome back to an episode of NMR. We're back in the virtual studio. Darren, welcome back.
We're somewhere. That's for damn sure.
Our backgrounds are so pretty.
They really are, thanks to you. But before we even begin, I'm handicapped in a way today because I have a handicap, let's just say. Let me just zoom down.
Okay. Yeah, we're looking at...
So I only have one access to one arm. This arm is inoperable.
That's right. We typically don't post a video, but maybe we will this time. Darren panned down to her lap where what appears to be Snoopy. It could be a buffalo, but what appears to
be a water buffalo as well.
It could be a hippopotamus northern buffalo, but I think it's Snoopy, who just celebrated a birthday.
She's two.
How do you know exactly when she was born? Was it?
We don't. I mean, it's an approximation because when we first got her, basically all the records, they didn't exist anymore because they had been like, they basically couldn't get access to their computers. Whatever paperwork existed burned because she was a fire rescue. There just really wasn't any like proper record, but you can tell at least, you know, I would say probably within a month or two when you look at dental records, like when you look at their teeth. And so that's basically, we thought we got her when she was like, I think 5 or 6 months old, but it turned out she was like 4 months old. I could be making that backwards. But essentially when we backtracked it from when we got her, we figured it was around August and we just chose August 15th because middle of the month. But here's what's weird.
Tell me what's weird.
And we had absolutely no idea of this at the time, but the cartoon character Snoopy's birthday is August 10th.
Shut up. Really? Yes.
So it's just like, it's kind of perfect. I sort of want to change it to the 10th, but we can't go back now.
Yeah, maybe. Although, why not? Just go for it. It's not like she's going to get offended or confused.
You don't know my daughter, okay?
Imagine she wakes up on August 15th and she's like acting weird. She's like, this just doesn't feel right.
Adding a birthday is fine with her, but taking one away seems insane and moving into a different day. That's just not going to happen, John.
What are your thoughts about half birthday parties? Because let me tell you, before you jump to any thoughts, I thought about doing a half.
Jumped. Yes.
I thought about having a half birthday party for myself because this year, January, was just very rough for me in a lot of ways. A lot of personal things going on in my life at the time.
Yeah.
I had these plans to go snow tubing with my family on my birthday, and then we got that horrendous snowstorm that was literally 4 feet of snow or something insane.
Yeah, you couldn't see your car for a little bit.
Literally, I didn't drive for a week. Like, it was insane. Got stuck in an alley. It was a whole thing. And I was like, you know what? I'll do a half birthday party in like July or August or whatever. And then like, I don't know if listeners know, but like, I was asking you, are you available? Would you be able to pop in? And like, lots of my friends that I reached out to were like, yeah, let's do it. And I don't know why. I just was like, the moment kind of passed. And then I went to the beach anyway. And then I was like, I just feel guilty getting people together. But what are your thoughts if I were to have...
I know, I'm like the worst person for this because I feel so bad getting people together. It gives me stress.
Me too. I'm the same way.
I stress.
Especially you, even though I know you would, you're such a great friend. You would do whatever it took to be a part of it. But like, I know you're very busy, but I'm like, asking you to fly in from LA, like, who the fuck am I to ask you something like that? But you were always so very generous and welcoming and accommodating when I'd bring it up. But I don't know, I would just feel so bad, like I took up a whole weekend of your life.
Well, you have to remind yourself that like, it's not like you're forcing me to come and like holding our friendship hostage. You know what I mean? So if I said I couldn't make it, I don't think you'd feel offended, and I wouldn't treating you with kid gloves. Like, I'd be honest with you, but I do. It does make me. I mean, hell, this is kind of almost part of the reason why I feel like to get married, I prefer courthouse, because the idea of planning something for as many weddings as I get, and you know, I came back from a wedding in Hawaii, which is why we were doing a repeat last week. But like and it was beautiful, and it was like 60 of us. So the idea of even planning that just blew my mind.
And I was thinking about this because I'm just waiting for the day where we hop on this NMR. We're jumping on Riverside, by the way, and you're going to be like, by the way, something I want to share, but I'm let's wait till we're recording. Let's wait. And I'm like, okay, Darren, what's it going to be? And I'm waiting for the day for when inevitably you're like, inevitably. By the way, got married this weekend. It was a small thing. We didn't invite anybody.
I'm going to, no, knowing me, I'd forget to put it on NMR. And then at the end of us recording, I'd just be like, oh, wait, I got married. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. No, but especially you. Here's the other thing about you that a lot of people that may not know you personally know, not know, is you have such a way of making people feel like appreciated and like part of the, like, people love to see what you're doing and the life that you're living. And like, you invite everybody into your life. So like, there's probably, and maybe I'm one of them, I don't know. Let's see, a lot of people that feel like they should be invited to your wedding because they feel a certain camaraderie.
That's an interesting way to invite yourself to a wedding.
No. I'm not saying it like that. What I'm saying is,
one would say we're close enough that I should invite to your wedding.
I would love to be there. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, but before I finish, let me do one thing at a time because my brain's all over the place. My point is, like, hypothetical Joe Schmo from New York that, like, you were on the kickball team kickball team with, you know, like, might feel.
Just to keep insulting other groups of friendships that I have. Go ahead. Hit it all.
Might Bravo feel like they would love to be at your wedding because you're so friendly and kind and have a good time with them. When in reality,
that's
maybe.
Sweet.
You know what I'm trying to say, though? Like, maybe they're just, you're just not
the
as
the pressure
close
of, like, putting people on, like,
right,
A list, B list, 1, 2, 3 list, like, just doesn't make me feel good. And I don't begrudge anyone for doing it. Hell, and keeping me on your first or second list, whatever gets the invite, like, I will always come.
Yeah.
I love a wedding. It's just the idea of planning up. Uh-oh, the monster has risen.
Jump.
She's risen.
Okay.
She's risen. She's not happy with the conversation we're having right now, John, because it's not about her.
Well, I was wondering how she would react to such things.
Look at that.
Yeah,
head.
Wedding. Oh, look at it. Oh, it looks just like a fluff ball. But yeah, weddings are a lot. The other thing that I was going to say is, like, I'm not a big wedding person. I don't love to go to weddings. It's not because I don't want to celebrate them, of course. It's just like, it's a lot of planning. We've talked about this a million times on the show.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of planning, depending on what it is.
I do really like to go to gay weddings, though, because they're so non-traditional and they're usually just, frankly, a little more fun, I hate to say. But so anyway, I'll be keeping an eye out for whatever invite may or may not come my way. Maybe it turns out I'm on the C list. It's fine.
Well, I will say, I mean, the wedding that I came back to from Hawaii was beautiful.
Tell me about that. You were just in Hawaii, too, like, not that long ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I think, 2024.
Was that 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Went on, like, a little family vacation.
You ran into Hoda, didn't you?
Was it on the flight to Hawaii?
You told me, I'm remembering.
I know I
ran
into her on a flight, but I don't remember where I ran into her.
I think you,
I don't
you
remember
told me
where
you ran
going
into her in a hotel that you were filming something. Am I misremembering this?
No, I ran into her on a flight.
Okay, maybe I'm misremembering.
And then when I was in Bermuda? Yeah, I was in Bermuda for the Today Show, which I knew she was going to be there.
Yes, that's what it was.
I ran into her in the hallway.
And she was like, Darren or something?
Yeah. I think she like recognized me. I was like, hey.
she seems so nice. I love her.
Update, Snoopy is so cute. But the wedding was great. And it was also, of course, I had to check in on Snoopy every day. So she was with Grandma and Grandpa. She was in Jersey acclimating.
Okay. And whose wedding was this? Are you allowed to share that information?
This was our friend Lisa. Lisa. Our friend. It's really primarily Nadine's friend. I know her through Nadine. She's obviously a friend of mine as well. But like a very multi-decade friendship with Nadine. Very long-time friend. They were like... Nadine met her when she was like an intern years and years and years ago. And it was really fun. I mean, it was like 60 people, which I think is always very nice having like a very small, deliberate wedding. And we went to an island I'd never been to, which was Lanai. which 98% of it is owned by Larry Ellison. There is not one traffic light on the entire island. And it used to be an old Dole pineapple like plantation.
That's
the whole
so cool.
island was. So the pineapple itself was like, you literally cannot get better than the pineapple that is on Lanai. And there's only two hotels. Both are Four Seasons. One is more like adults, like a sensei property. And then the other one's on the beach. And we were the one on the beach. And so like, there's not much to do on the island except basically be at the hotel. But sometimes, especially for like 5 days, it's kind of the exact vacation you need because you're sort of forced to relax. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you're kind of forced to like hang by the pool.
Yeah, right.
Right. You go snorkeling, but everything's really just like at the property. And there was always, I mean, it was very luxe. I mean, there was always like, sometimes I hate these things because, you know, everyone's always like fighting for a pool chair.
My God,
like it's become just absolutely madness now with people trying to get everything. And this was like, oh, you want a seat by the pool or do you want a seat by the ocean? And we were like, sure, ocean. And they just always had a seat available.
Ooh,
you know,
I love
and I don't. So it was just really nice and very easy. And it was fun being with Nadine. And you can see some of our the theme of it was tropical elegance.
Ooh, I love some tropical elegance.
Tropical elegance, which I will say, I think Nadine and I nailed it.
Oh, okay.
I think we nailed.
In what way? Like your like clothing or something?
Yeah, I would think we were in terms of like staying on theme. I think Nadine and I.
Okay.
I think we hit the mark on it.
Are there
so it's
photos
pretty,
on your Instagram that people
there
can
are.
Look at? Okay, great.
There are. The fact that you haven't looked at them yet, John, is really upsetting because they've been up there for at least 4 days.
Okay. Well,
wow.
If I see, I don't even browse Instagram that much anymore. I'm really just
neither
posting,
do I.
You know, I don't really browse Instagram.
Do you
I'm
browse
TikTok?
Oh.
Yeah, I am on TikTok quite a bit.
She's a TikTok girly.
I'm a girly. Do you remember that time we had a live show? This was January 2020, right before COVID.
It was Washington, D.C. in February.
Well, that's right. Thank you. February in D.C. Guys, everyone listening, we had a live show for Martinis and Murder. And I was really getting into TikTok at the time, okay?
Like, I know, and I was like, this is
And Darren
insane.
Wasn't there yet. She didn't quite maybe...
Still not there.
Maybe didn't quite even understand the demographic. Went on stage, told the entire audience into a microphone that John is watching 12-year-old boys on TikTok. So... Yeah,
I wasn't incorrect
recovering.
About it, though,
still
in theory,
recovering.
Because back then it was a lot of just dancing, and people love to dance.
Let's move on, because I don't even know if that's true. But anyway, love.
Happy birthday, Snoopy.
Happy birthday, Snoopy. Glad you had a good time in Hawaii.
Did you send the gift to the Hamptons or to L.A. for her?
For her? Oh, you know what? Shoot. I think I sent it to 63rd Street.
Yes, the street that I never even lived on.
61st Street.
Never lived there either. Cool.
I sent it to 62nd Street.
No.
You're higher? 65th? What number did you live on? Were you not in the 60s?
I was in the 60s at one point.
67th.
No.
66th. Tell me.
You
Damn
literally...
it. Every single one except the one I picked. Damn it.
But when you sent me the wrong, like those posters, I was at 23rd. I was on 23rd Street. And
well,
you sent it to 23rd Street, but you sent it to like a completely different number that just like wasn't even on
that.
My side of the street. It was crazy.
I am convinced that whoever.
But I
like,
think
the
you
post...
you looked back and you had typed it in incorrectly. So,
you're
like,
right.
That's the
you're
thing,
absolutely
like,
right. I'm
you're
like,
oh, it was them. And
I was
then
like,
you look back and you're like, where did I? Do
what happened here, because it was in your contacts and I never get that wrong, and the address was like completely made up numbers and streets, like I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you were really and it was really something. It was
well
really
thank
something.
You for being patient, because I would have been very fucking annoyed, not with you, but if like somebody else did that.
No, you
I
could
just
you, like, I just it makes me laugh thinking that I was like doing my best not to commit mail fraud, going to the store and being like, I know this is crazy.
Weird.
And I know that sometimes when people send you packages, you think, especially when they're your good friend, you think, hey, they're going to get the address right.
They'll know the address. It's
but
in their phone.
But you don't know my friend John.
How could they have made up numbers and put it down? Like, it's
yeah,
just none,
one
none
would
of it
think one
sense.
Would know that, but yeah. Not him, and no, I just want me. You to be aware of that.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly. You know, speaking of like merchandise and stuff, the other day I was looking for I needed some coffee cups. I knew I had a handful of coffee cups in this box from when I moved, so I took it up. I found it, It was a Cheers Bitch mug that a listener from Martinis and Murder, speaking of Martinis and Murder, from 2019 sent. At some point, and I should be more clear about this, sorry. A listener like made a Cheers Bitch mug, which was a little slogan that we would throw around on the show from time to time. On the other side of it, by the way, it says, "That's a good point. Take a drink. I forgot about that." So that was a fun little moment. By the way, if you were the person that sent this to me, it's in our Facebook group. I don't know who sent it. I wish I had like a...
Cheers, Biff.
Yeah. Back in the day, we got so much stuff in the mail, actually, and I couldn't keep track. So if you were the person that sent it, please let us know. But the C in bitch disappeared. Like, I don't even understand how that happened, because it's like a ceramic mug. Like, I don't know what happened there.
And why that letter? Is the other side trying to communicate with you? Is this like a Ouija board? And
it's like, I see. Do you
know,
I'll
be like a medium. Do you know anybody with name? With does a the C name in their C name?
Sound make
Do,
sense
does
to you?
C sound yeah. right? Oh, I had oh an God. Aunt Carol. That's Carol, for the K. Her. That's what I meant.
Yes. Can you see right now with your eyes? Yes. Okay. That's what I meant. The letter C.
I just like that it says Cheers, Biff.
It says
that's
Cheers,
funny.
Biff now.
I'm closing my blinds. Hold on.
Okay. Darren's busy. Cheers, Biff on one side. And then my name, Darren, you should probably have one of these yourself.
Oh, I definitely do. No, yeah, mine's intact. It reminds me of that. Do you know that meme with Mike Tyson, who you know has like an obvious
list,
and he's got like two pigeons, and he's looking down at them, and he's like, "Now kiss."
No, I haven't seen that. That's funny.
It's
that's
really,
exactly what that's like.
It's really
it's a similar.
Funny.
It's as if Mike Tyson made the mug. Now we're
kiss,
talking about
and
it.
I always say, "Now kiss, give me now a kiss." Kiss. Yeah,
I will sometimes post that, like whenever like tennis accounts post like the handshake at the net after a match or something.
Yes.
I'll be like, why don't you guys just kiss on, like, I'll comment that.
Just kiss.
And then I get now blocked kiss. And deleted and reported. It's a whole thing.
I've only done that six times to you.
I've only done that six or seven times. Okay, as we round out this kind of quicker NMR, because we do have a full episode to record that will be out next week or later this week if you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yes.
I want to tell you about something. So I went to Target recently. Now, I'm just going to be honest. I've generally tried to avoid Target a little bit in my personal life. That's just I decide where my money goes. Let's put it that way.
But no, I decide where your money goes.
No,
but
Darren
that's
does.
Cute.
I have to always run it by her. That's true. But I went because I needed to get like a camping chair. You know, those like folding camping chairs or whatever.
Yeah. Wait. And stop.
I'm not going camping.
Stop,
don't ask.
Stop the story. Pause.
Pause the story. Pause, go ahead.
Pause.
What?
Why?
Not to go camping. That's a great. Thank you for pointing that out. Not ever to go camping. Because,
okay.
By the way. The ticks in the Northeast, and make sure you're
I'm in the Hamptons right
Snoopy.
Now, sweetie, I am like, I'm looking outside. I just let her outside to go pee. Now it's on like a terrace. It's enclosed.
Yeah.
But I keep just like monitoring. That's why I keep looking
Don't
back.
Don't let her run into
her...
the brush, because I'm telling you, it's crazy up here.
It's Although not, in the Hamptons, is it manicured lawns, though? It's not manicured lawns. It's like brush.
Not as far as I know. I don't know. But
no, it's bad.
Nonetheless, it's bad up Frickin here. Yeah. Bad. So I'm not going camping. I'm not trying to deal with all that shit.
You glamp, sweetie.
I would love to glamp. That would be nice. But I just needed a new chair for my back porch that wasn't like a regular. I like having a folding chair because I can take it to tennis, take it to pickleball, do the whole thing. So I just got a new one. They're $20. It was nothing. But I was there already and I was like, you know what? I need a couple little grocery items that I could just pick up while I'm here. So I'm not going to the grocery store.
Because I'm in Target.
Yeah, I'm already in here. So what are you going to do? So I literally, when I say grocery items, one of them was Cocoa Pebbles. Is that something I need? No. Is it something I like to have as a snack every once in a while? Yes.
Yes.
So.
Great choice, though.
I know. Cocoa Pebbles just.
I love Cocoa Puffs too, back in the day. Man.
Oh my God. We could do a whole. Let's do a whole episode
a whole
next time on cereal. Rank our favorite cereals.
Let's
we should just
do
a video.
On just
we
like
should just. I was just going to say.
Cereal we grew up on. Cereal we like tolerate. Cereal we don't love. Cereal we absolutely love.
Do you know on Dance. Do you ever watch Dance Moms? Have they have the pyramid where they would reveal how bad. Okay, so in Dance Moms, Abby Lee Miller is a psycho, just to be clear.
She's a saint as well.
She would put a pyramid of the children their photos and reveal them one at a time of who was the weakest, and whoever was on the top of the pyramid was the best. And it was like the biggest part of the episode every time, and people would be crying. It was insane.
Wait, I want to do that every week.
That's what I'm saying. Well, maybe not with me, but with with the cereals, I think we should just do a video about cereal and call it Cereal Killer or something.
I think in our last background before we started doing Riverside, we would have all of our like the names of the of the patrons. Now we can just do our cereal rotation of like our top five cereals at the moment. And every week,
Frosted Mini Weeks, you're back at the top.
Every week, it might be different, but like there's always going to be the staples up there because they're always going to be top five. Yeah. Are they one this week or five next? We don't know.
We don't know.
We should consider.
We should maybe do that with our patrons. We'll be like, Mitz, you're back at the top. You know what I mean? Marty, you were pretty good
Marty,
this week.
You got to pick it up now. You got to pick it up for next week.
We got to figure out how to beat Mitz
over here. Don't make me come after you. Exactly. You're middle of the road. You want to be the top. You want to be the top.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should start shaming the people who listen to us for
who are paying for our bonus content.
Yeah. That would be a really fun exercise. Oh, my God.
What? What just happened?
Snoopy, you got to come inside, baby. There's buggies coming in. My God.
Darren just freaked out, you guys.
There was like literally a fly that like flew across my face.
I'm going to clip that for later.
I'm reenacting it.
I'm all over the place here, but let me try to like bring it
back. Wait, sorry. So you're in Target, but you're not going camping, but you're getting things to camp, but you're not camping.
But I'm not camping, but I'm just getting Cocoa Pebbles. I'm getting Cocoa Pebbles. Now, Cocoa Pebbles come in three different sizes. There's like a regular box, which as far as I can tell is one bowl. I mean, it's the smallest box you've ever seen. It's not even a bowl, maybe, for me, you know, and I'm over here pouring it into like a big mixing bowl.
You're not talking about like the mini boxes.
No,
you're
no, no.
About
a regular, looks like a regular size box, but it's super thin. Yeah, they're
thin
super
now.
Stupid and thin. So then there's like the family size. To me, that's about what you would be wanting for like a couple bowls of cereal. Call me crazy. I don't know. So then there's that.
You're not
then
supposed to eat a bowl of cereal in a mixing bowl, John.
That's what I'm saying, like a gigantic salad bowl. And then there's giant size. Now, the giant size
That's a
looks,
double box. That's a double like box.
Probably a double family size box, I would imagine. It's 23 ounces, I can tell you.
It's the Costco box, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going through. I'm Come like, on, okay, this one is $4.60. I was like, that's a great price, actually, for any cereal. Like, I feel like most cereal is, like, super expensive. But I was like, $4.60 going in my cart.
I can afford it.
Yeah, I can afford it. So I grabbed that, and I grabbed another item, Mike's Hot Honey. Have you ever had that? So
please.
Good.
Please. We got pizza the other night just to get Mike's Hot Honey.
That's what I'm saying. Pizza. It's just so delicious. I have a recipe I'm trying to make with it. But that was $9.99. So I'm like, okay, this is great. Put that in. Okay. So I'm going up to the self-checkout and I'm scanning a couple things. I scan the Cocoa Pebbles. It rings up for $6.69.
Oop.
And I'm like, look.
Too rich for your blood.
I'm like, look, I'm not the type of person that's like going to get hung up over 50 cents, a dollar, whatever, but $2 in this economy that can add up. And let me tell you this. I've seen on TikTok, speaking of TikTok, people talking about shelf pricing being less than the checkout price and to be aware of it at Target, okay?
So like they're tricking you to buy it because it looks cheap, but then when you get to the cart, you're not paying. There.
Yep, because you're just hurrying it up. And they try to rush you because you're tired of being there.
Yeah.
So they try to rush you or you're tired of standing in line. That's why there's ever only one line open at Target anyway. So it's all this like strategy. Sorry, I'm like burping. There's like this whole. Is she okay? Oh my God, we have a cameo today.
She's like,
the fly?
You cannot pay attention to John. No, she just wants to play with me right now. I think she's upset that you went to Target.
Yeah, maybe she is. They went against her values. So anyway, So I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, $2, and not only that, but more like.
That's a big diff.
The point of this is just fucking annoying. So I am going to ask about it. So I like ask for help or whatever. The woman comes over. She's like, okay, let me see. She scans it. She's like, yep, it's $6.69 in the app. And I was like, well, I understand that, but it was $4.49 like on the shelf. And that's why I put it in my cart.
Right. Right. You're like, come see what it says on the shelf.
Yeah. And I said that. I was like, I can go and take a photo if you'd like. And she's like, no, that's fine. Like, and then she goes, it is $2 though. Like, she was going to correct the price. And then she was like, it is $2 though. As if that was,
you're like,
too
yeah,
much.
Bitch, that's why I'm saying something.
Exactly. And so I was like, I know. I was like, I'm sorry, but it did say $4.49. She's like, and she goes, okay, I'll do it for you this time. And I'm like, do what? Like, yeah, I grabbed like, it off
I'm
the thing.
I'm not the one aggrieved.
I was so like over it at that point. So anyway, she changes it for me. Thank you. It was a little bit of an older woman. Like, not that it matters, but she was just kind of grumpy towards me.
But it's important to know that you hate women.
By the way, we need to do a whole other episode. If you're over the age of 70, what is your fucking problem? Like, I'm sorry. There are so many grumpy. I encounter so many grumpy elderly people on a weekly basis where I'm like, you've got to chill, like, especially at the gym. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I do too, because it's like sort of like this weird entitlement thing. But then I'm kind of like, I don't know. Have they earned it?
I guess so. Whatever. We'll get into that in another episode. So,
you know, yeah.
I check out all my stuff and I start to walk out and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go check and see because maybe I grabbed from the different aisle the thin box. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, maybe it was put in the thin box that is labeled $4.49. Anyway, in the aisle of the thin boxes, I should say. So I go back, and sure the fuck enough, it is in the exact same aisle that I thought it was. And it said, not aisle, but you know what I'm saying.
And it like, said, like, double box or whatever.
Yeah, and it said 23 ounce. And I checked a 23 ounce. It was $4.49. And then I thought, and I was like, and I was looking at my... Isn't that
this
shady?
This might warrant a further investigation.
A class action lawsuit. I agree. So
she's
then I'm
screaming at me right now. Do you hear this?
Yes, I do. I don't. Should we pause until she's ready to? Calm
I mean,
down?
Until she's ready to go.
Listeners are like, "What the hell is going on back there?" Darren's taking care of Snoopy. Snoopy's having a whole meltdown. Snoopy is only like this when we're on Zoom or on Riverside.
She's been crazy.
Darren's just getting her out of the way here. Okay.
I'm back.
I have a squeak toy. Okay. Go ahead, squeak it. Oh, it's Lamb Chop. Love that. Oh my God. There we go.
Okay, continue.
All right, continue. Okay. So I'm leaving. I'm like, all right, I took the picture. I'm justified in what I saw.
Right.
And then I was like looking at my receipt and I'm like, Mike's Hot Honey came up for $10.69. And I said, am I going crazy? So I'm only two aisles over from the Hot Honey looking at my receipt by complete coincidence. Walk over, Mike's Hot Honey, $9.99 on the shelf, $10.69 at the register. So, you know, to make a point,
he went back.
By the way, I have a camp. I have like the chair that I bought, the camping chair, like over my shoulder. I look like a little hiker. I have like, I'm hiking through. I'm hiking.
You have your
Target.
Little bucket hat that you got like at the grocery store. Hat, your reusable
boots.
Tote.
Yeah, exactly. So I went, instead of the woman at the self-checkout, I went to like the return customer service area and I was like, hi, like, I'm sorry, it's only 60 cents. But I was like, I just caught this on my box of cereal and I saved $2 and I just happened to check my receipt and see this was actually $9.99 on the shelf. And she was like, oh, this happens all the time. Yeah, let me just go ahead. It happens all the time. And I'm like, I'm thinking, what about the people that come in and get a billion items and don't even think about it? Like, I had like five or six things that I got. You know what I mean?
No, right.
And
because you're not prone to check the receipt. Like,
yeah.
Especially if someone else is ringing it up where you're not really checking the price. You're just waiting to swipe their card. It's a good call, though, and a good thing to know. But I wonder if it's just Target. But that warrants like an investigation, in my opinion, because that's shady business practice and also something that you can kind of easily check.
I know. And it was so weird because it wasn't like either of those items were like on sale, it's this, or add a coupon or something. It was just their standard white labels that they have on all of their stuff. So I don't know what happened there, but nonetheless, I got my $2.69
back. I wonder if you tweeted at them.
I thought about that. I was like, should I make this a whole like social media thing? But it's whatever. I was just like, if it happens again anywhere else, then maybe I'll look into it. But I'm always thinking about that. Like, ever since I saw those TikToks that people were highlighting the shelf versus checkout thing, I'm like, I'm keeping an eye on this. But sometimes it might only be a couple cents or like 10 cents or 25 cents. But for $2 to have that big of a discrepancy, I just thought it was weird. Yeah.
I'm glad you said something, because I think the more people that say something, also curious, whoever is listening, if they have experienced this specifically with Target, that's fucked up.
I know. I've also heard, now I don't know about this, I've also heard that Walmart, who has those electronic price tags, you know what I'm talking about, that can change, that those will dynamically change with like people that are in the store or something, apparently.
Like based on like how much you make is like,
or how much you've spent or what you're, something like some algorithm comes into play and then those prices change. I don't know. It feels like everything's a scam.
People are going to be hiring like homeless people to, you know, to go buy their groceries so it's cheaper. Like that's
actually crazy. That's actually crazy. Well, if you've had any experiences like this, let us know in the comments section on our in our Facebook group or on our Patreon, and maybe we'll highlight it in an upcoming serial hierarchy episode.
And you'll be happy
to
know.
I
think we need to do that. You'll be happy to know that finally at the end of the episode, Snoopy stopped.
Yeah. Perfect time to end for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday, Snoopy. And that's it for this week's episode. We'll see you guys next time. Oh, that was her?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Sounds weirdly like you. All right. See you.
Weird.
Bye.
Well, she's my daughter.
So. Oh, okay. Well, but not biologically. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye. It is.